Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, you make a living as an artist. What are you working on now?
Well, Roy, I do. We make our living as an artist. I'm called to be an evangelist, but God made me an artist, and that's how we made our living and how we buy groceries and make an artwork. And so right now, my next big project is going to be a big eagle. It's going to be the Isaiah eagle, and it's going to be rising off of a globe, and it says we'll rise on wings of eagles over in Isaiah, and Isaiah 59:11. And anyways, that's what's coming up next. And
when is that going to be finished?
Only God knows. only God. Before he returns, Jesus returns, I think. Is what we're hoping. But I am starting on it, and I've done a small one. I'm going to do bigger ones and different sizes.
And that's how you do it. You start off small, then you get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Most people are familiar with my big pieces, but the truth is I do all different sizes of sculptures and paintings and drawings and jewelry and other kind of things, artwork. But it's the big pieces that people see out in public.
Well, every week we have a miracle of the week. If you would, talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, and actually that Isaiah 59 reference that I referenced is actually relates to this miracle, not to the eagle. That's Isaiah 40 is the rising eagle. But I woke up at about 5:05 the other day, and suddenly I thought about 9/11. And I hadn't thought about that tragedy, you know, in a long time. But it suddenly was the first thing when I woke up. And then I believe the Holy Spirit then said the Isaiah 59:11 verse, when evil comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard in the West. And he reminded me that this whole garden vision came 88 days after 9/11. So as evil came in like a flood and knocked those buildings down and killed all those people through the demonic Muslim terrorist, God raised up a standard. And sure enough,
it was a cross in Kerrville.
It was the cross in Kerrville. And again, maybe that's just me. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit. But that wasn't on the top of my dream list, you know. And so it was rather remarkable that this whole garden vision and the empty cross was birthed right after 9/11.
Something that was bad, something good came about.
Something good. God raised up a standard is what it says in Isaiah 59:11.
Last week we talked about a miracle that happens frequently at the cross.
Yeah, well, we decided to give a little bit of time to this because it happened so much. And again, we have all the miracles happening. We have people getting saved, healed, baptized, delivered, physically and emotionally. And those miracles are common in lots of places all over the world. But one of the miracles that's happening up on the mountain at the garden is not happening all over the world. In a sense, it is geographically, but there's not that many locations where this particular miracle is being observed, and that we're talking about the visible glory of God showing up, the Shekinah glory. It looks like glitter or glitter makeup, and it's forming on thousands of visitors that come out to
so
the Kerrville Sculpture Pergola.
Special.
Yeah, so it's kind of unique to us, and that is happening in other places all over the world where the Holy Spirit's welcome, but it is happening every day to people that go up to this garden, and that makes it pretty unique, and that's why we wanted to share and talk about it a little bit, because if you hadn't seen it and you'd like to see it, that's a good place to go.
God's glory comes in many forms, right?
Yeah, it does, and you read his book from the Old to the New Testament, and I guess it's probably an infinite number of forms is how God's glory comes, and so this is just one type of glory. Now, what's remarkable about the Shekinah, which is what the Hebrews called it and the Jews call it, you see it with your natural eyes. So many things in the spirit, you don't see it. You know, you have to believe it in your heart, and you experience it in your spirit, but you don't see it. But this miracle, you actually see with your physical eyes, your senses. It can be held. It can be tested. You can save it. We've saved some of the original glory that we first saw, we still got it. I put scotch tape, picked it up. We still got it to this day.
So what is happening at the garden?
Well, what's happening is Holy Spirit is drawing people off an interstate highway. Some are looking for God. Some are just looking for a free tourist attraction. And when no matter what your motive for coming up that mountain, when you get there, God's there. And his presence is so strong that even non-believers sense something. And even people from other faith systems and belief systems. And, you know, we even had the witches and the Satanists and the atheists say, man, we feel something on this mountain. There is something here. And but it, what it is, it's the God of the Bible, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And so it's that presence of God is what's going on up there. And when you get in the presence, you get to the miracles and the signs and the wonders.
No one has been able to prove this miracle is fake, right?
That's correct, yeah. There have been a number. When it first started happening to Sherry and me back in 1999, everybody says, those folks must be crazy. That can't possibly be true. And so they called us fakes, and they called us charlatans, and they called us. But I'd made a promise to God, if it's him and it's real, I'm going to share, and I'm going to witness, and there ain't nothing in heaven or hell that's going to stop me.
For those of you who don't know Max, I know Max, and so I know that didn't make any difference to him. That even made him resolve to do it even more.
Yeah, and so what I had to do is check out and make sure it was real and make sure it was God. And I was using it as evangelist to bring people to Christ, hundreds of people to Christ. Because, man, talk about an attention getter. When you know, everybody thinks this religious stuff is baloney, and suddenly they start getting covered in glitter, you know. And
they can't explain.
They can't explain. Then it opens their heart to the gospel, and then I present the gospel. So I've continued on, and people have thrown their rocks at me, and they've all bounced off. Nobody's been able to disprove it. Numbers of labs have tried to, big famous labs have tried to disprove it and thought they would just, you know, prove it's a hoax. It's not. And that's been going since 1999 for us.
When did you first learn about this modern-day miracle?
Well, you know, the way we found out about it was our good friend, Methodist friend, Jim and Darlene Beard of College Station Bryan, Texas, called up one night on the phone, and God said, told Jim to call us to pray for us because we had some battles going on at our house. And at the end of the conversation, after praying, he said, by the way, my wife, Darlene, went to this conference in Houston, and this lady named Ruth Ward Heflin was there. And as she talked about the visible glory of God, suddenly it descended in the room and everybody was covered in glitter. And Darlene's covered and her sweater's covered. And I'm hearing this on the end of the phone. And our roots are Southern Baptist, 40 years of Southern Baptist. And I got a degree in architecture. And I'm not an engineer, but I know about engineering. And I want the evidence. And I remember telling Jim that night, I said, Jim, I'm having a hard time believing what you're saying. I said, it's great that you got gold dust in Bryan, Texas. We got demons in Kerrville. Come down and help us get rid of them. And so I really had a hard time buying it. I mean, he is my friend for many years, and he was telling me the truth. He was just trying to witness what had happened to his wife, and he's looking at the stuff. And he comes in the next morning, and our downstairs bathroom in our home, where I pray, uses a prayer closet. It was unfinished at the time. The glory just started forming on all over the floor and then went up and down the walls. And literally, as my wife and I and our daughter, Diana Shea, watched, it looked like glitter just suddenly started going up this walls on the counters and on the floor of this bathroom. And that was in March 7th, 1999.
Where did Heflin get the anointing?
It all traces back to the Holy Spirit, of course, but the way she got it was a lady named Jane Louder had been in Brazil and prayed for another lady named Savania Machado, and Savania was dying of cancers. Doctors couldn't heal her. She was about to. They called in the family for the funeral, and this Christian, who I believe was Pentecostal, Jane Louder, prayed for this Savania lady to be healed, and she was instantly healed of all these. She had like three or four different cancers. Her body was literally smelling from decay and dying in the flesh, and God instantly healed her. And then this glory dust started coming out of the pores of her skin, and it was just unbelievable. It came out of her hair and her hands and her clothes. And it was after Jane prayed, and then Jane came back to the States, prayed for Ruth Ward Heflin, and then it was Ruth Ward Heflin that was at this conference in Houston.
Sharing that experience. You were the first ones to test the Shekinah at a major laboratory.
Yeah. You know, it had already been started happening, and this was with Savania and Ruth Ward Heflin in 1998 in the fall. But everybody was so freaked out about it, they took it into jewelers, and the jewelers said, well, like, it looks like it's gold, you know. But a jeweler cannot tell you the elements of a particle like a big scientific laboratory that can do it. And so at first, a lot of people was claiming it was gold dust. It's not. God's not trying to pay off car notes and house notes for his kids. This is a supernatural unknown substance, and the big laboratories have proved it's an unknown substance, and Texas A&M University was one of those. That's the first lab I took it to, and they sent me electron microscope pictures, and you know, I didn't have any of this on the internet at the time. I just told them, could you tell me what you got, what I found here, and I sent them test particles. And the president of the whole college called up, and he was freaked out by the deal. And he said, my goodness, what do you got? This is a new element. And I said, you mean it's not on the elements chart that we learned in physics? He said, no, it's a new created substance. How are you getting that? And I said, well, when we tell people Jesus is God, it shows up. And so they were the first to test it. I was the first to share it with the Christian world in a big international way.
You shared it on international TV.
Yeah. What happened is, by the grace of God, Paul Crouch, that founded TBN, the biggest Christian television network in the world, he was one of my art collectors. And I told Paul about this stuff. And he's Pentecostal, and I'm Baptist. That was what was funny. And I'm telling him this wild story, and as I'm telling him, he gets covered with the glory. And then he goes on TV and he says, my artist friend in Texas has this wild thing going on. Hold on to your seats. And he tells the story of it, and he gets covered on live TV. And then they invite me on the show, and Jan's there, and she doesn't know anything about this stuff. And he says, Max, tell me about what's happening and all this stuff. And so I start telling him, and she's looking, and you can see it on the film if you go back and look at it. And she thinks I'm a complete nut. She's like thinking, Paul, what have you done getting this nut on our TV show, you know? And she's about to freak out. And then suddenly I said, oh, there it is right there on the desk. And I pointed to their coffee table they had in the set. Suddenly God covered the whole coffee table with like a glitter bottle of glitter.
On television live.
Jan jumps up out of her chair and says, Paul, look at this. And you can tell that was not a rehearsed deal. She was blown away. And so that's where I was able to share it. And I was also able to share it with my art collectors that are some of the best top you know, leaders in the body of Christ. I mean, I shared it with Bill Bright and Pat Robertson and Max Licato and just a whole bunch of people that are some of the top leaders in the body of Christ, and John Hagee, and just a bunches of people, Jesse Duplantis. And I said, don't attack this. This really is God. This is not a fake charismatic, you know, charlatan deal. This is God himself. And the Bible says never attack a work of the Holy Spirit and say that it's a work of Satan, because that's the unforgivable sin. And that's why you didn't see a lot of the top people. Franklin Graham, I shared it with Franklin Graham. I mean, I shared it with, Mac, you know, just everybody we could think of that I knew that knew me, knew my art, had my art, respected me, and I'm Baptist. And so I was able to explain that it's real. So don't attack it, because it's the Holy Spirit.
And they didn't.
And they didn't.
They're smart.
And
people.
Many of them experienced it. and a few were brave enough to talk about it.
People are listening. How do they reach us, Max?
Well, Roy, they go to, if you want to know about this glory dust stuff, go to our Griner website, just www.maxgrinerart.com, maxgrinerart.com, and click on God stuff. And then click on Shekinah Glory. And then for the garden, we have it just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max and Sherry Griner, thanks for being with us this week.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry, and I'm here with some comments that we just collect these, and I love to share them with you, so I hope you enjoy hearing these. The first one says, the empty cross of Kerrville, a true blessing. My wife arranged for our family to meet there, and it was a true blessing. Even my daughter, who was home from med school, accepted a marriage proposal there, high on a hill overlooking Kerrville. Truly serene and peaceful, with scriptures written all over the place on paths. The scriptures were in Spanish, English, and German, and incredible sculpture exhibits. The photos below just don't do the justice. A lovely young woman with a beautiful voice named Candy played her guitar and sang hymns for us. You will certainly feel God's presence there. I will treat this gym as my own personal retreat, even just for a day. A must for all believers. Recommend you bring water and a hat in the summer months. You can bring a hat, but we always have ice cold water for you, and it's available free of charge. So if you get thirsty, we're prepared for that. I'm really excited about the lion to Israel. I believe there's a great spiritual significance to this gesture, some of which we can understand in the present, but much yet to be rediscovered and understood as time goes on. God knows all. You, Max, are a significant piece of this eternal puzzle. Ryan Huff, Kerrville, Texas. Mrs. Ross, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayer over me. Your presence near me brought me total peacefulness, and I pray that God will bless you as you pray for everyone. With much respect and love. Thank you, Mrs. Ross, from Nelda Cantu from Corpus Christi, Texas. This is a peaceful, beautiful place. God bless you for all of this lovely vision to our Lord, Savior, and Jesus Christ. Sent in from San Antonio by Linda Reno. I believe in what you are doing here. God placed this cross using you to bring thousands to him. This was Lucy Chavez from Kerrville, Texas. Thank you for making this amazing place. I hope you can make it larger. It's a holy place and I love it here. I will come more often. Thank you. And this one was signed JR. And today we have short ones. So the next one and last one says, wonderful. Came in from Mike St. Clair, who visited the garden from Newton, Iowa. And please, if you have any problems, personal anxieties, anything, any burdens, when you go to the cross, just leave them there and don't take them home with you. And that's all I have for you today. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.